Good morning, loves. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Hope that you are having an awesome day during this climate that we're currently in. And as we're in this climate, we yet continue to give thanks. Thanks for another day of waking up. Thanks for another day of seeing the sun and just being with our loved ones. Because there's many of us who do not make it to the next day. I, myself, have had two family members affected, one recovering and one passed away. So we could do a moment of silence for those that are near and dear to you, whether they be friends, family, or whatever. They're still part of your world. And as they're being part of your world, you want to make sure that you give them that moment of silence. Okay. Now, today is Resurrection Sunday. It is the day that after 3 days, Jesus rose. And when he rose, he gave us a new awakening, a way of understanding who we are and whose we are. There's power. There is power that most of us don't truly understand how we have the type of power that we have. But we have that power. We have that power within us that no matter what the situation is, no matter how things are going, we have the right standing to be correct. We do not give in to the chaos that is going on to us. No. But we find strength and understanding that those that are going through, those that are on the front line, we thank you. We thank you for those who are on the front line, making sure that the essential things that we need still during this time is still provided to us. And we will do our best to make sure that no additional cases from us personally, because within our homes, within our space, we are practicing not only safe distancing, but we are making sure that those that are in our space and need to be there. That is what we're going to make sure about. Social distancing, 6 feet or more. Watch the cough because that lingers in the air. When you're moving about, make sure that your hands are protected. Your mouth and your face is protected. Your mouth and your nose is protected. This is one of those, this is a podcast that we're not speaking to all of the things that is troubling, but we're speaking to the things that we need to just be mindful of. Mindful that this virus is taking lives. Mindful that those that actually, make it through are still compromised. Mindful that our actions can be a reaction to the times that we're living in or affect the change by flattening the curve by the actions that we take. So we are a change agent, and that is what this podcast is about. We are a change agent in so many ways. In so many ways, loves. The change that we do can start at home. Yeah, you might have been the one who was out making the money and doing all of that. Now is the time to change your mindset. And understand that we can come together and honestly do something that we are passionate about. Not only passionate about, but knowing that beyond measure, that we are going to make it through. And so, love up on your people. Connect with them. Connect on, you know, text them, call, whatever. If you haven't talked to somebody in some years, now is the time to reach out and make sure that they're good. It should have been way before this time, really, actually. Whatever the situation was or whatever it was, you want to mend. You want to make sure that love is everlasting, making its way to you, not only to you, but also to everybody who you know, who is part of your tribe, whether they're inside the circle or outside the circle. Yes. Take the time to breathe. You've probably been holding your breath for all this time since they first announced that you must shelter in place. And emotions get high when things are out of your control, you can't control it. But no, even when you can't control something, the one thing you are in control of is yourself. That is one place that nobody can touch, is you. So control yourself. Control your actions. Control the things that matter about you. And the energy that you bring around you and the energy that you put out, let it all be positive. That's a change that if you're not one of those people who love to, you know, look outside, hear the birds chirping and say, thank God for another day. Or you're one of these people who say, oh my God, why am I having all this noise? Just note, your perception is based on the words that you come out of your mouth with. So right now, I am doing a 30-day word challenge, moving certain words that I may have used, and I've used them, and I'm putting them in a positive light. And then within 30 days, changing the mindset from a woe is me type of thing. You never knew you had a woe is me kind of mentality until you honestly go through this challenge. So I challenge you to join me on this journey. Watch your mouth. Watch your words. Excuse me. Watchyourwords.com. And just join me. Leave your feedback and say, yeah, I joined. Or, you know, you'll look at it and you say, that ain't me. But if you can't utter the words that she is honestly saying to you, then yes, it is you. Because when we utter the words, we are honestly letting our mouth and our brain connect. When our mouth and brain is connecting, not only are we doing things in a magnificent way, but we are connecting in such a way that we understand, wow, how our insides actually show us when we look out why our outside is looking the way it is, why our present is the way it is, because what we are saying to ourselves on the inside. We have to be, you know, especially aware of what we are saying to ourselves on the inside. Again, be that change agent. Be that change agent. I'm giving you a tool to be that change agent in the climate that we are in today. And so, this is destiny in various aspects. You know, talking to you live out here in the midst of everything that we do. Let us always measure on the things that matter and keep us in a good place. So, love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we're commanded to do. And in doing so, we will reap a harvest that we won't have room enough to store it all. Love upon somebody who's not expecting that love today. There's never a time that you ever want to say, I wish I woulda, shoulda, coulda. So love up on that person or people today. So if you are truly, truly, truly enjoying destiny in various aspects, there's three small little things that I would love for you to do. One is share. Share this podcast with those on your social media platforms. Share this podcast. Share this travel call, because we all need to understand what our different destinies are in the various aspects of which we may be walking. We never ever truly completely understand it until we have awareness. Two, if you would like to leave a comment and let me know. Let me know if this content is even bringing any type of enlightenment, awareness, aha moment, or I just didn't like that. And then please tell me the why. Because without you, my listeners, I cannot be any better to provide what I need to provide for you. Then three, if you would like to support me, support in a monetary fashion, that would also be happy, a great thing. So, on that note, happy Resurrection Sunday to you, loves. We are yet in a world of unknown, but the unknown is not something to fear, but to embrace, because sometimes it could be pruning season. And if it's pruning season, sometimes those things that we chose to hold on to for no apparent reason is now the time to get rid of. I love you much. Stay safe. Stay healthy, social distancing, and you are the captain. You are in control of you. You are definitely in control of you. Until we meet again.